Hello, this is Mark Richter with another episode of Linux for the Layman. Want to feel safe, secure, and capable when using your computer? This is for you if you want to succeed and know you can handle your computer tasks with ease. Greetings and welcome to Linux for the Layman, episode 24. Today we're going to talk about environment variables, aliases, and functions. These are all features of the Bash shell. So if you're totally into the graphics environment, you may not find this quite as interesting, but you never know. If you listen, you might learn. First, let's talk about Bash environment variables. These are values that are held in the Bash environment for access by the terminal shell itself, by shell scripts that are run from the terminal shell, and shell scripts that are run from the terminal shell. These variables, if they're in the environment, hold their value throughout their lifetime until you unset them or set them to blank. Either one can do. So what good are environment variables? And why do I say environment variables instead of just variables? The shell actually has two different kinds of variables. Ones are locally set, where you declare a variable and its value, but it does not get passed down to shell scripts you run or subscripts of those shells. Environment variables persist throughout the environment of the running shell, including any shell scripts that shell may call. Your command line is running the Bash shell. So the environment variables from your command shell will get passed into any shell scripts you call and can be referenced from there. What do you want a variable for in the first place? If you're not a programmer, you might find the whole idea kind of baffling. So let's just look at it in simplest terms. Suppose from the command line you need to access another machine by its IP address, but you don't want to have to remember the IP address when you already have a concept in your mind of what that machine is. For example, my desktop machine, which I use for most of my computing, home computing, is at a particular IP address, and I call it my base. So I have an environment variable, capital B, capital A, capital S, capital E, which is set to the IP address of my home base. Now, from my base, that's not especially interesting to look at. However, I also have a laptop that I occasionally do back and forth with. And from the laptop, I don't want to have to say SSH, which is the secure shell for logging into another machine at the terminal level. I don't want to say SSH and then put in the IP address. For one thing, those IP addresses are not 100% permanent. I recently thought I might do myself a favor and get a new router, which had all different IP addresses for the machines in my house. That router turned out not to be so great, so I took it off and put my old router back on, and everything was fine, and all the IP addresses were different. The one from my desktop in particular was different, and I don't recall exactly why, but all the other machines on my network were the same address they always were. By having these IP addresses stored in environment variables, I don't have to remember them. I can use them from the shell anywhere that I might put anything else on the shell command line. I use the environment variable by preceding it with a dollar sign. So if I want to SSH to my desktop from my primary laptop, I can say on the command line on the primary laptop, SSH space dollar base. The shell will translate that dollar base into what it contains, which is the IP address of my base. A note to remember when you're using variables in the shell is that the variables can be upper or lower case. They must start with a letter, but they can contain numbers. And I think they can contain underscores. Personally, I don't use those. However, if you say you want to do something with a certain environment variable, and immediately after the variable, you have another parameter on the command line, Bash doesn't know that they're different unless they're separated by something. So if they're back-to-back, like right next to each other, the shell will not recognize that as an environment variable because it thinks everything from the dollar sign to the next space or carriage turn is the name of the variable. If that's a little confusing, just remind yourself never to use anything after a variable reference on the command line, dollar variable name, other than a space. You can put another dollar sign, some other variable name there, but if there's no space between them, the shell will put those two values together, and they might not make sense that way. So the easiest way to use a variable is to use it as a discrete unit on your command line, or in your shell script, or however you're planning to use it. Now that's environment variables. Variables at a glance, and environment variables in particular. Let's now take a look at aliases. An alias is a way to tell the shell, here's another name for this command. Now, for example, real simple alias. Suppose you're more used to the Windows command environment than you are to Linux. When you want to copy files, you want to use a command called copy. Well, there is no command called copy in Linux. It's called cp. But if you like, you can say, somewhere from in the shell, alias space copy, C-O-P-Y, equals cp. And there you have copy as an alias for cp, so when you type copy, it will execute the cp command by default. Now that's a very simplistic way to use a variable. Here's another one. I happen to use a program, which I've talked about before, called rsync. Rsync is a very powerful command for copying files from one place to another, leaving tracks so that you can see what happened, and it can be done non-destructively, or it can delete the source files if you want it to. Now, I use this command a lot. I don't just say rsync and then put in the parameters. Rsync has a ton of options, most of which aren't excessive, but some of which are important to use when you want to, say, copy files from a specific directory on your machine to a specific directory on a remote machine. But you don't want to overwrite anything over there that already exists as it is on your machine. You only want it to update them. So I have a command, and I'm not going to explain these options, but I will list them out. I have a command that I use that calls rsync dash av capital H capital P lowercase x space dash dash exclude equals double quote star left bracket capital C little c right bracket little ache asterisk double quote space dash dash exclude equals quote dot thumbnails quote. Now that's a long alias, and I don't expect you to follow it. I don't even remember what it means at the highest level possible. The first set of options, the AVHPX, A means archive it, and that has a bunch of other options included in it. V means do it verbosely so I can see what's happening, I think. The capital H means preserve symbolic links, as in don't send the file the symbolic link points to, just send the symbolic link. Capital P, I think that's actually the progress that tells me what it's doing and how far it's gotten on each one. And the X means stay on this disk, don't follow any file names that actually live on some other disk. that's all kind of esoteric, but the point is I have all of that wrapped up into one alias that I use a lot of the time that I call RSAVP. So mine says alias RSAVP equals single quote and all that stuff I said before, single quote. The reason for the single quotes is that anything between the single quotes that might be a special character to the shell is treated as an ordinary character. So it's not going to mess with anything in that string that translates into the alias. And that way, when I want to back up files from my base desktop documents directory to my primary laptop documents directory, which I like to do, so I have a backup pretty much current most of the time, I just say ASAVP documents / space my remote laptop's ID colon my home directory / documents / and it will copy everything new and not copy anything that's already out there. That's one use for aliases. Now, aliases are limited. You cannot parameterize them. So whatever you put in the alias is exactly what the shell will execute. You can put options after that and parameters after that, but you can't set it so that it will execute a command with the first argument after your alias and then pipe it to another command. That doesn't work with aliases. And that's why we have this neat feature called a function. Now, this is a little in-depth and techy for the layperson. I'll just say that bash functions are handy when you need to parameterize something. Like you wanted to do a bunch of things in certain steps, but one of those steps somewhere between the beginning and the end needs to know what the parameters that were passed to the function are. Those parameters are positional, so you can access them one at a time and they work just fine. I'll describe functions in greater detail in a future podcast. And for those of you who are curious, I haven't done a podcast in quite some time for two major reasons. One is at the beginning of last October, I got a good paying full-time job that actually eats up full 8 hours of my day every day. I like the job, I like the people I'm working with, and I want to put in my best. That was the first thing. In January, I had grown a pain in my neck that was so bad, I had to go to an urgent care facility. It turned out to be much worse than I thought. They sent me to the hospital, and I had a spinal fusion in my neck. After 2 weeks, that fusion started to slip, so I had to go in for a second one to anchor the first one properly. I'm happy to say my neck seems to be fine. I'm recovering well. I'm planning to do more podcasts, and they may not be as frequent as I would like. I'll try to get in at least once a month because I'm back at work at that job that I like, and I want to give them my full effort as well. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Please feel free to send me comments, questions, suggestions, something you'd like to know about an aspect of Linux or something I've spoken about in one of these podcasts. I'm totally available. My email address is on the Anchor site, but if you're listening to this through other sites, it's linuxforthelayman@gmail.com. Thank you for being here. Tell your friends about this if you liked it. Spread the word. Keep listening. And I wish you well until my next podcast comes out. Thank you again for being here. Bye for now.